trailer parks. I mean, that's what it's specific for. Now, Truckies would still be subject to our business license ordinance, which is what we're more used to. So ordinance 110 is still going to apply. In fact, I reviewed it with Christian, and because none of those sites have, there's a minimum fee of $75, or you pay, I believe it's $5 for full service hookup sites. Well, they don't have any full service hookup sites, which if they get sewer, eventually maybe that will happen through an upgrade in the park. But as it stands right now, they would be paying a $75 annual business license fee. That's the fee they'd be paying, and they wouldn't be subjected to the added restrictions under that trailer park ordinance of ordinance 100.
Okay.
Any other questions? I'm wondering, Christian, if you have any comments you'd like to make before we open it for public comments.
Christian's not here.
I'm sorry, I was thinking.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Maybe I can clarify a little bit on if the council moves forward with ordinance 2012-02 and does both a first and second reading, that will bring the two ordinances onto the same schedule. And then at the next meeting, we would go ahead and schedule this ordinance in front of the annexation ordinance so that the council would take action on this ordinance prior to the annexation. And that would assure Lori that the changes would have already been made. But it will require that the council in this meeting do both a first and second to bring it at the same level.
Good. Thank you for that explanation. Comments from the council, anyone?
I have one. Okay. I'm wondering whether, how long this exemption would take last. For example, in 20 years, the city sewer was extended into the neighborhood, would they not have to sign up or connect to the new city sewer? Are there any other things that we accidentally give away with the baby with the bathwater?
Kevin, you want to respond to that?
Well, because you're exempting them from ordinance 100, it is true that if someone is provided with city sewer or if sewer is available, then they need to connect that. But there's nothing, as far as I know, that would mandate them to create full hookup sites. So again, they would just be treated as an existing non-conforming use. It wouldn't be adding anything to those. If Lori decided that, hey, I want to go ahead and put in full service sites, then she's going to be scrutinized under whatever ordinance is in effect at that time. But from just this exemption standpoint for the trailer park ordinance, as I would understand it, that would just, any sewer hookup would be for their existing sewer facilities, not for something that isn't hooked up to sewer right now.
I think that helps.
That's a question. Any other?
In my mind, one of our goals this year was to rewrite ordinances, and I think ordinance 100 perfect example of that. It's about 50 years old and probably hasn't been used at all since those 50 years. 100, and I had the same question Tita did until I went back and looked at it and saw that 100 just pertains to licensing for trailer parks. And all our business license stuff is somewhere else, so I don't have a problem with this at all. I usually don't like doing two readings at once, but this one makes sense.
Sounds great.
I agree with them. I would do the two readings.
And I just wanted to give kudos to city staff for jumping on this, because I think with the annexation, we had no intention to, put Truckies out of business, and I appreciate you guys jumping on this so they can continue to operate.
Absolutely.
Important part of our community.
Absolutely.
So at this point, I'll entertain a motion for first reading by title only.
I move that we read ordinance 2020-02 by title only.
Second. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same. Motion carries.
Ordinance 2020-02, an ordinance of the City of Seaside, Oregon, amending Code of Seaside Ordinance, Chapter 100.06. Application for license to operate an existing trailer park, creating an exemption for newly annexed parks.
And now I'll entertain a motion for reading by title only, the second reading.
So moved.
Second.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against?
Ordinance number 2020-02, an ordinance of the city of Seaside, Oregon, amending code of Seaside ordinance chapter 100.06, application for license to operate an existing trailer park, creating an exemption for newly annexed parks.
So as the city manager indicated, this will be on our agenda up front next time. Thank you, Lori, for being here tonight. Moving on in the agenda, Seaside Civic and Convention Center expansion renovation, extending current contract. You've got this memorized, haven't you, Russ?
Unfortunately, I do. I've become very good at addressing the issue of extending contracts.
And you do it so well.
Thank you very much, Mayor and City Councilors. I am here this evening asking for an extension of the contract with O'Brien and to extend their contract through February 29th, 2020. And the reason for the extension is when we were going through the final inspection of the facility of Mr. Bob Mitchell, our building official, he identified three areas that still needed some additional work. The first one was the FDC, which is a fire department connection on the west side of the facility, needed to be striped accordingly, a no parking zone with a sign indicating fire equipment, fire vehicles only. And the other deficiency was one of the handicap stalls in the public restroom needed 1 inch additional clearance for people that need assistance utilizing the handicap restrooms. There's a minimum space requirement in order to meet the ADA accessibility requirements, and it was 1 inch too narrow. So we were able to correct those two areas fairly quickly, still hoping that we could get in front of you guys this evening and complete the project. And then the third item involved the sand dollar rooms on the second floor. He was not able to verify whether or not fire dampers were installed in the HVAC system. A fire damper closes the ventilation to prevent additional smoke from moving into other areas of the facility. It doesn't mean that they weren't installed, it just he was not able to verify it under the conditions that he was given. So once we researched the fire dampers, we were determined that in fact there was no fire dampers installed. There was a discrepancy in the rating of that area during construction, and unfortunately, when the ratings changed, the new dampers were not included in the revisions of the engineering of that specific area. So the reason for this extension is to give Diamond Heating a chance to come in, install the dampers. It is relatively easy, but it will require access to that space, and our schedule is definitely gonna be a determining factor on when that can happen. I do see enough time in the schedule to install these dampers during the month of February. And I'm happy to report that all the metal has been installed, both interior and exterior, so we're very happy to see that completed. In addition, the drainage that we had a system, roof drain, sewer drain conditions has been completed, corrected, and it's also been redirected to a new storm basin on First Avenue. So there's a new pipe that runs outside of the facility right off First Avenue, and the purpose of that is to drain the roof water into that new storm basin. So that's where we are. It's a very complex project, as we knew going into this renovating a 50-year-old facility and bringing this up to current standards and codes. We knew that would be a complex, and certainly has become one, but I feel that we're very close to the final, and I don't see any reason why, hopefully by this time next month, I should be here asking for a final of this expansion project.
Well, we want it done right. It sounds like we can thank Bob Mitchell for getting it done right.
Absolutely.
At this point.
Yeah,
what a valuable asset he is to the city.
He's very much, yeah, he's very detailed and very happy that he was able to identify this and correct it.
But if you think of a $15 million project, very few of these sorts of things have had to be dealt with. It's pretty amazing. So thanks for your good leadership on this.
You're welcome.
Any other comments before I entertain a motion?
No, I just think these are small issues that need to be corrected.
I'll entertain a motion to extend the contract to February 29th, 2020.
I so move.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
We have a vacancy on the Transportation Advisory Commission, and I understand we have an application. Matt Stolberg has applied and has a good background in that area. Would we like to nominate Matt?
I would like to nominate Matt Stolberg to be considered for the Transportation Advisory Committee.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Let's schedule an interview with Matthew prior to our next council meeting.
Mr. Mayor, are we leaving it open?
I would still leave it open. Might be some others still apply.
Do you want to set a closing date?
On the hour? 30 days or?
When is the next transportation meeting? When do they meet? I forget.
Third Thursday of the month.
Third,
so if
Thursday.
We did it by closing by, let's say, the Friday before our next meeting.
That sounds good.
That's two more weeks.
So February 20th is a meeting. February 10th is your next meeting, so if you're going to do interviews, you want to do interviews the next meeting, or you want to hold it open and take more applicants and then wait till like the second meeting in February? Just asking your decision.
I would hold it open until the 9th and then do interviews on the 10th.
It's
got too quick.
Well, why don't you, that's what I was going to say.
Make it the Friday.
Yeah.
Eight,
the Friday before.
That's the 7th.
On the 6th.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mayor, we send packets out on the 6th.
Mm-hmm. So I have to have interviews set up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rushing it, so. I'll have my calendar.
If you closed on the 5th of February, we would be able to do packets on the 6th, and you...
I can schedule interviews.
A week away, so I think we need a little more time. So let's do it like the Friday or Thursday or Wednesday before our next one, the one at the end of the month.
So how about the 19th?
Okay.
Wednesday the 19th,
yeah.
By 5 p.m.
So we won't make it by the Transportation Committee meeting, but we will be ready by our council meeting.
So 5 p.m. on the 19th, then we'll close.
All right. Thank you.
I would also like to just publicly thank David Pasolsky because he served on that committee for a number of years. I don't know how long, but he had to step down due to some personal issues.
Yeah.
Are we still on our planning commission?
Okay. Thank you. Okay, that finishes our business agenda. I'll turn to comments from our city staff. Who would like to go first? Dale, I see you hiding behind there.
That's why I was not going first.
Need a microphone.
Need a microphone, hang on.
Get
you on the road.
Thank you, Kim. Mayor, as you can tell, we have a little surface water outside from time to time. Just bear with us. We are trying to keep all the storm drains open. Everything's been vectored out, so you know, all the leaves are gone. This is basically just a lot of water out there, a lot of rain. We're busy down in Broadway Park, turning that one, all the concrete, into ADA accessible. The play areas is so the kids in wheelchairs can come down there and go right into the play areas themselves. We have one more sidewalk to pour up to the restrooms from the old parking lot, and then we'll grade everything out, get it seeded. We want to have green grass well before April 14th because that is a special day. So that's kind of what's going on in Seaside with Public Works right now. And we're getting ready to start the remodel in the police department for their evidence room, and we're turning one of the areas into three detective offices. So we're doing that work in-house anyway.
Great. I'm going to pass it off to Right. There you go. Russ?
We received a very special award last week at the Seaside Chamber dinner that was held at the Bob Chisholm Center. And the Convention Center was the recipient of the Seaside Impact Award. So we're very pleased to be and honored to be given that recognition this year. Tomorrow evening, we will, tomorrow day, we'll be hosting the Homeless Connect project event at the Convention Center.
That's a lot of Kevin there.
So I'd like to introduce our newest employee in community development. Jordan Sprague is our new administrative assistant. He comes to us from the city of Albany, and you worked there 5 years as a permit technician.
Correct.
And so he's actually hitting the ground running a lot faster than most people. We haven't had a lot of turnover in that position, fortunately, and we hope Jordan will stick with us for a long time.
Thank you.
Welcome, Jordan.
Thank you.
Welcome. Pass that on back to Brian there.
Good evening. Yes, like Russ said, we had our annual Chamber Award dinner. It really is kind of fun to get everybody in one room, have a meal, and celebrate what makes Seaside special. So if you were there, thank you for coming. If you missed it, you missed a great event. Tie Me Up actually did the food for us. The Bob Chisholm really looks good. That's a fantastic facility, even though we gave the Impact Award to the Convention Center. Both those facilities really shine for us. So let's see, and a little bit of personal news. Over the last four years, I've been doing a lot of education within the not-for-profit sector. This year, I've been finished. Well, I guess you're never ever finished, but this is part of my lifelong learning initiative. I always want to try and do better than I did yesterday. I have now completed the Institute of Organizational Management, which is through the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation. Within Oregon, there's probably only about 50, maybe 60 of us that have even completed this, which is fantastic. It's for all associations, chambers, not-for-profit in any way, shape, or form. A couple of things that we did this year was current legal issues, becoming a strategic leader, industry forecast, advocacy, which is a huge, huge thing for me, organizational leadership for the future. These are all topics that are really part of our business, part of our community, and really do come back to celebrate what Seaside is on the business side, and that business side always equals community. So thank you very much, and RJ will be getting a nice picture and everything else from the U.S. Chamber here soon. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Walking map out over, yes, T, don't stand up. Walking map is out and distributed, so we're ready for the crowds to come. And we're working on the Community Flower Basket campaign. So as you know, we have 65 beautiful baskets. Maybe one less this year, but we'll have them up.
Can you say something about the star campaign?
Yeah, the star campaign.
Oh, starfish.
Yeah, you've heard about that then.
Yeah.
She's glad it. Okay, Stevie Sue from Hot Clubs, our chair. She's done a great job, obviously, getting the word out about that. February 6th, I believe it is, or 5th. That's Wednesday. Cafe Latte. They'll be hosting all coffee drinks. 50% of the proceeds from the day will go to our beautiful starfish.
Wonderful. Got to rehabilitate those starfish.
They're rehabilitating.
They're
yes.
Part of our brand. Absolutely.
Yes, they are. Thanks, Tita. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Didn't miss anybody out here today. I'll turn it over to Mark. Good to have you back from a week off. I told Mark it was bad news. The city ran just fine without him. We did miss you, though.
I understand it was terribly quiet. I'm sure we can stir it back up again there. No, I did. I got had an opportunity to visit a part of the country that I haven't been able to visit previously. And a couple of things that I noticed while I was gone, they have a lot of very narrow roads in those locations. So we're not the only people that have some narrow roads. And it's interesting when you're driving down some of those more rural areas, I swear that the travel lane is not 10 feet wide. It's a pretty narrow road. And one of the things that we take for granted now in Oregon, and it's very noticeable when you're in other parts of the country, they have signs. And we in Oregon, a long time ago, got rid of a lot of our signs on the side of the road, and it was really interesting to drive down major interstates and have sign after sign after sign after sign along the road. And
billboard
signs, yeah. And it was interesting to see that. I just never really thought about it until I was in the backcountry of Arkansas.
Welcome back, Mark.
Thank you.
Had some time off. John, any comments?
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. Last week I was actually in Sun River attending a conference. I'm still a member of the board for the Oregon Destination Association. And one interesting, I thought, topic worth sharing is that there's a really big motivation to push sustainable tourism and big conversation and really about when it comes to state management, tourism management. In a lot of ways, I think it will become really more of a habit in terms of sustainable tourism, just the same way we're seeing with plastic bags now. I mean, all of a sudden we have to, you know, kind of change habits going to the grocery store, and I think you'll see that in terms of tourism management. And Joshua Hyman was there, gave a great presentation on email marketing and automation, so it was great to see him there. And one other kind of interesting side note that was talked about there, and you may have seen it in the news, but it's a conversation around real ID and the fact that, and that's a really important one for people to know, in the fact that our driver's license come October probably won't be able to allow us to air travel. DMV will be set up with new equipment by July, but I think what I read was that in order for them to get all driver's licenses up to par by October, they'd have to process one every 18 seconds between July and October to make that happen. So it's probably not feasible. So what they're really recommending is that you have if you anticipate traveling after October, especially via air, that you have a passport. And so I thought that was a really interesting one to push. And then Joey, Fire Chief, wanted me to comment and thank all of you that were able to attend the dedication of the new truck this past weekend. He noted that they had about 200 attendees come to that. So the weather cooperated and made for a good day at the firehouse. So, well, thank you.
Thank you, John. Dan, good to see you.
Good to be back. Thank you for your indulgence. Let me miss the last meeting. I do it by phone. The I-84 freeway has been a mess.
That
week that I missed, I can't tell you how many times the freeway was closed for extended periods of time. Good. So thank you very much.
Good to have you back. Kim, anything you'd like to add?
I do not. Thank you.
Well, let's hear comments from the council, and I'll start with Seth tonight.
Oh, thank you. So I'm excited to see annexation continue to move forward. I think my hope is that this kicks off a revitalization of the whole south side of town. Obviously, it's a long process, but this is a good first step, so kudos to everybody on that.
Good. Tom, comments?
Thank you. Yesterday was the 320th anniversary of the last great subduction zone earthquake and tsunami. It's been 320 years. We're in a cluster of earthquakes that for the last five earthquakes have averaged 330 years apart. And we have a bunch of bridges that need to be fixed, and there's no money out there to do it. Just thought I'd put it on the table. Thank you.
Thank you. Dana, comments?
I want to remind everybody about the fundraiser that's coming up, the Fascination. This is so much fun. So it is on Wednesday, February 5th. So sign up for teams. And those of us that are going to be in the Improvement Commission meeting, we will just go late. But I encourage, this is for the second phase of the Chisholm Center remodeling. So please participate, and it's really a fun event. And that's it. Oh, excuse me. Brandy and Carl, love you both. Thank you for all that you do for this community. It's well deserved.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dana. Steve.
Lori mentioned they have new walking maps. We also have new visitor guide done by our visitor center. This has got to be the best one in the state. It's got to be better than Portland's or anybody else's. Just amazing the work that they go through to do that. And also, I was at the thing, seeing our fire truck guy, and I just thought I'd point out the oldest piece of equipment still in the city. 1904 hose cart, either horsepower or manpower, and we actually have a picture of some people pulling it. That was probably used in the 1912 fire that took place just down there at the corner of Broadway and Holiday. And then, yes, that's just an amazing, again, we have the best fire equipment in the state, and a lot of other fire departments are very jealous. And we also have the best volunteer and professional firefighters around.
You're here. We've come a long way, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Thank you, Steve. Tina.
John was mentioning the tourism and sustainable tourism, and he used the word management. I don't know if the rest of you get Oregon Business Magazine, but in the current issue, there is a two-page spread that explains what's going on in the North Coast. We have the North Coast Tourism Management Network. And we spent a year in what's called the North Coast Tourism Studio putting this all together. We have, I think, 8 work groups. I sit on one of the work groups. But it gives a nice explanation and of what we're trying to accomplish in creating sustainable tourism and manage our tourism. So it's not about just bringing more people. So. I was lucky enough to spend some time with Chief Daniels on Saturday, and he gave me quite a good lowdown on the truck, but he also told me about how they plan all the equipment and the things in the truck to make things better and to make things work right, and also looking at the costs. The truck's over $1 million. And yet they weren't just saying, well, okay, this is $3,000, that's fine. They were looking at, okay, does this work, does this not work? Down to the thing that impressed me was on the side, there are lights like this. And they actually went to the detail of putting some black electrical tape on the rear side of the light so that the person in the tiller doesn't get blinded by the lights. And I mean, talk about detail and teamwork. I'm so impressed with our fire department.
Here, here. Thank you. Council President Randy.
I got a pretty detailed tour of that also. And it really, you think of Seaside in a town of 6,000, and we honestly, this is the best piece of equipment in the state.
Yes.
And for the reason you mentioned is our guys researched this, went through it, they flew back there several times. There seems very unique to our department that they wanted. For example, some of the way that things turn off and on this are sort of, they would call old tech, because they wanted to match what our other fire trucks do, so that when people jump from one and they get on another one, the controls look the same. And then something I had never thought about is that all this, the hoses and stuff get wound up and put back, and when it comes back to the station, they have to leave these doors open to try to dry this stuff out. My son-in-law is a firefighter in Clackamas, and they have the same problem. You know, you just can't get this stuff dry. What they've done on this has vents built into all these compartments and fan motors, and it just it runs and it dries them out at all times. Very
ingenious.
Why nobody ever thought about that, but our guys did. And there's you know, there's a lot of interest. People are coming to look at that from all over. So a real a shout out to our department and all the people who work on that project. The other thing, Darlene and I plan to go south to do some volunteer work for a couple of months. And I would miss the meetings in February and March, and I just would like the council's blessings on our trip.
As long as we can go with you.
I would be back for the April 13th meeting.
Okay, we will miss you.
Mr. Mayor,
you have our blessing.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Just to interject real quickly, I'm sorry. We failed to mention that also on February 5th, we'll be remembering Jason Gooding at the Bob Chisholm Community Center beginning at 6 p.m. So they'll have a remembrance ceremony honoring his life, again, 6 p.m. on February 5th.
Okay. 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Well, I'll finalize our meeting by saying that the Saturday was a proud day for the North Coast. I had the privilege of being with the Helping Hands Reentry Board in our meeting at the new Bass Lakes Hope Center, formerly known as the Wapato Jail. It's an amazing thing that's happening there. The group that's working on this in the last just over a month have raised $2.5 million. Toward operating the center for the first year, and more money is on its way. All led by Alan Evans and his team of bringing a whole new approach to dealing with the issue of homelessness. And I think we can be very proud that we've, here on the North Coast, are telling those people in Multnomah County how to deal with their homeless problem. And it's really exciting to see that happening. Over, I would say, 1,000 people came to the open house. We had to ask people to wait because the parking lot was full. We sent out the social media messages so more people could get out, so people could get in. So it was a really wonderful day. And I also want to add my comments to Coral and Brandon. I wanted to say Randy, but this is Randy, that's Randy, for your unceasing volunteerism in our community. It's just amazing what you do. A quote to end with, you know, in my other work that I do, I coach a lot of coming young leaders. And one of the things that I talk to them about a lot is not being afraid to make a mistake. If you're making mistakes, at least you're trying to get things done. And I ran into this quote this week that really spoke to me in my career. It says this: a mistake that makes you humble is better than an achievement that makes you arrogant. Keep that in mind. We're done.
We have one minute.